This is Akashvani, the news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Kuwait beginning today at the invitation of the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jabar Al Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussions with the leadership of Kuwait. Today, Mr. Modi will interact with the Indian diaspora at a community event and also visit a labour camp. He will also attend the opening ceremony of the 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as a special guest of the Emir of Kuwait. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. This will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in 43 years. As Kuwait currently chairs the Gulf Cooperation Council, the visit is expected to strengthen not only bilateral relations, but also enhance India's ties with the broader Gulf region. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the 55th GST Council meeting at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan today. The discussions at the meeting will focus on key issues related to goods and services tax. Chief Ministers of Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha, Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana, and Finance Ministers of several states and union territories will take part in the meeting. The GST Council is expected to deliberate taxability issues concerning food delivery services and health insurance, as well as potential changes to GST slabs and rate rationalization. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 72nd plenary meeting of the North East Council, NEC, at Agartala in Tripura today. The plenary session will also be attended by Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, along with Union Minister of State for Development of Northeastern Region, Dr. Sukant Majumdar. Governors and chief ministers from all northeastern states will be present at the meeting. The NEC meeting began yesterday with the opening of a pre-plenary technical session. Upon arriving in Agartala last evening, Mr. Jyotiraditya Sindhya told reporters that the NEC meeting will lay a new foundation for the rapid growth of the Northeast region. He emphasized that in the near future, the region will experience fast-paced development, a vision set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He also mentioned that the Union Home Minister would chair a banking summit aimed at revitalizing the economy in the Northeast. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved minimum support price MSP for copra for the 2025 season. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the NDA government has taken a series of discussions for the welfare of farmers. He said it is a reflection of the NDA government's commitment towards improving the lives of farmers. Mr. Vaishnav said the MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 11,582 rupees per quintal and for boll copra at 12,100 rupees per quintal. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $350 million policy-based loan agreement. This loan is part of the second sub-program of the Strengthening Multimodal and Integrated Logistics Ecosystem, SMILE program. The program, the government is undertaking wide-ranging reforms in the country's logistics sector. It includes two sub-programs aimed at boosting manufacturing and improving supply chain resilience. In Germany, at least two persons were killed and over 60 others were injured after a driver of a car ploughed into a large crowd of people at a Christmas market in the city of Magdeburg. And in shooting, Haryana teenager Suruchi clinched three gold medals in the women's air pistol competitions in the ongoing 67th National Shooting Championship in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.